I don't care what it takes, just get it done. I didn't ask for your opinion, Stefan. Straighten your back and get it done. Do you think I pay you, I let you breathe, just so you can fumble around? No. I say jump, you say how high. I don't have time to waste on your opinions and your petty problems. If they don't talk, break their fingers. I don't care if it's spoken or screamed. Get that information. And get out of my...
Oh. Get out of my sight. Don't look at him. He's not your concern. Go, Stefan, or you'll find yourself chained to the back of Louis's truck and dragged by your feet. You don't want to be a smear on the sidewalk, do you? Didn't think so. Get lost. Baby? Baby, what brought you here? I didn't really want you to see me like that. Well, like, on the job. I know I can be pretty scary. I didn't really want you to see that side of me if I could help it. Oh, dear. Oh, hi. Mm-hmm. Did something happen? Or did you need something? What can I do to help? Oh, so there's nothing wrong? You're okay? Are you hungry? No? I have to ask. I like taking care of you. What can I say? I know you're a man, and I know you can take care of yourself and me. But, I don't know. I want to spoil you. When I come home, you always spoil me. And you being here, surrounded by the people that I work with, I want to keep you comfy and happy if I can. Oh, baby. It's, you visiting isn't a problem. Never has been, never will be. Honestly, seeing you after the day I've had, it's like sunshine on a rainy day. You don't know how much of a relief and how good it feels to see you. Because today everyone's been fucking up and... it all falls down to me, as usual, to fix it, and I don't like it. I'll do it if I have to, but I don't pay these people to be incompetent. I don't give them a place and a home and a family and protection for them to put more work on my shoulders. It's literally not that hard. I knew I should have left it to Isabella. She gets results. Stefan gets angry. And getting angry at the boss is a very quick way to a short end. Sorry. I don't like talking about that stuff in front of you. Oh. Why are you taking my hand, baby? Support? Well. I won't say I don't need it after everything that's happened. It feels like it's getting more and more dangerous. Like more people are testing the waters, pushing my territory and my boundaries to see how far they can get before I crack. It's a dangerous game they're playing. And it's a game with consequences. Their people, their families, are going to end up hurt. And I won't feel any guilt for it, because it's their own damn fault. Sorry. Thinking about that stuff really gets under my skin. I know, I shouldn't let it get to me this much, but it's hard not to. Not even because of the amount of work it gives me, or the stress, or people like Stefan thinking that because I'm not splitting heads, I'm either not doing something or that I'm getting soft. I've been doing this since I was 13. I'm used to this. I'm used to the job. And I'm used to doing what I have to do to get results. But I don't like it because it inconveniences you. You don't need to deal with this. And I don't like not being able to be home or know that home is safe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've taken great pains to make sure that our home is safe. That you are safe. But Mariano and his people are towing the line, and they're getting a bit too close to not you, but where our home is. And I don't think they know. But the fact that I can't say for certain that they don't know where you are, it's draining me. It scares me. But I can't tell anyone that it scares me because I'm the boss. So I have to get people like Stefan to do their jobs when they think that I'm weak, or those that don't think I'm weak think that I'm a mountain unable of feeling and that none of this is getting under my skin. Oh, but baby, it is. It really is. I don't like this. I just want this to be over. So many new families popping up, trying to establish a territory in our domain. Don't they understand that they're playing with their lives? Are they that ready to die? 'Cause I'll be happy to oblige. More than happy. Baby, where are we going, honey? You're taking my hand and you're pulling me. Well, oh, to the sofa? Oh, baby, are we gonna cuddle? No, okay, down I go. Head on your lap, okay. Ooh. Head rubs? I mean, honey, I won't complain. My sweethearted husband petting my hair makes all the bad feel far away and unimportant. But it is important. And I've gotta deal with it. At some point, I guess. Nope. Oh, honey, that's a forceful voice. Hey, honey, what's up? What are you thinking? That I need to sleep? No, honey. I would love to. Make no mistake, baby. There is nothing I want more than to just fall asleep with my head in your lap. Nothing would make me happier. But Stefan isn't the only one that's going to be coming to the office to bother the boss, so sleeping isn't exactly an option for me right now. But, don't worry, honey, it's okay. I will stay here for a bit and just enjoy your company. Of course. I've needed this, and I know that I do. I needed just some time with my fucking husband to breathe and refresh. But no one else seemed to think so. You make this all feel okay. You make it feel like I can do this. That everything that's happening is, I don't know, not much of a task anymore. 'Cause I know I have you in my corner. I love you so much. I hope you know that. You are everything to me. And your presence lights up my world like fireworks. Like the fireworks I had at our wedding, huh? Oh, you don't need to question their legality. And it's not like we got in trouble. You deserved it. You deserved everything. And you still do. You always will. My darling. My honey. My baby boy. Oh, I love you so much. When it comes time for you to head home, 'cause I get the feeling that today is gonna be another long one, I'll send Emily to guard you on your way home. No one's better at close quarters combat and handier with a pistol. I need you safe, honey. Always. But for now, we can just stay like this for a bit longer. Can't we?